He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is April the 11th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're back at headquarters in San Diego today, so we have a little bit better sound quality. But we got by. We got by okay. I was on a working trip, working vacation, stayed totally in tune with the market. Didn't get much vacation done at all, mostly work, because this market, like I said it was going to do, has completely rotated, and the leadership from last year continues to get plastered. I hope you got out when I told you to get out. I'm going to go through some studies here today of having a sell discipline. But let's begin today with looking at where the markets are so far this morning. Let's see. We've got the Dow down 88 points right now. Boy, the Dow is clear back to 16,082. We'll have to look in this weekend's newsletter where the important support levels are on the Dow. But remember this, the Dow represents the U.S. market. And I'm watching foreign markets all over the world light up while the U.S. markets are beginning to lag. Very important factor to remember. The S&P is now way down below that breakout point of 1850. It's clear back to 1825. It's negative for the year. I believe the S&P is down about 1.2%, somewhere in there. Year to date, and again, the S&P 500 represents U.S. stocks. We have a very important feature on my app. It's called Leading Indexes Around the World. It ranks the indexes, okay? The U.S. is no longer number one. It's no longer atop the perch. It's way, way, way down the leaderboard. When you watch the Masters Golf Tournament this weekend, watch that leaderboard. And when you see golfers falling, that means they're cooling off and new leaders are emerging. The same thing happens in the market. The NASDAQ, which has really taken it on the chin. In last week's newsletter, I said the NASDAQ has exposure clear down to the 4,000, even 3,900 area. Well, we're almost there. We're at 4,027. I sold off almost all of my NASDAQ stocks weeks ago, and they continue to get pounded into the ground. I also said that QLD, I believe it's QLD, whatever the short PSQ, I know is one of them, looks like an interesting play here as a short on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is down 26 points today, 4,026. Gold is at 1320. Gold likes turmoil. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.62. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're seeing a lot of things so far in 2013-14 that we didn't expect. We're seeing a drop in interest rates. We've got the 10-year now down at 2.62. Why? Is the environment for interest rates favorable in the world? Are we now in a dropping interest rate environment? No, we're in an environment where the fear gauge has gone up. You could just watch the fear gauge, which is the VIX, and see the volatility in the markets recently. And those bond markets are a safe harbor. And every time people buy a bunch of bonds and enter into that safe harbor, you're buying from the U.S. government, who's loaded up to the gills with bonds, and they're happy to sell you those bonds. But it has driven interest rates down to 2.62%. When I put up the yellow flag on January 3rd of this year and have kept it up ever since, I didn't really know what the next move that the market was going to make. Now I can tell you what the next move was that the market was going to make, because it's made that move. It's moved away from the leadership stocks of last year in a big way. Okay, here's a little lesson on sell discipline. Let's pull up some charts here. Let's pull up MarketSmith real quick. I sold Jazz Pharmaceutical back on February the 3rd at $146 per share. I locked in a 112% profit. The stock is now $127 per share. It's down another $20 per share since I made my sell. Why did I make the sell? Because I saw the bloom coming off the rose of the leadership stocks from last year, number one. Number two, I saw a chart that was starting to break its trend line. That's why it's so important to look at these trends on a daily basis. I followed up with the sell of Illumina on March 2nd at $165 per share. I locked in a 118% profit. Illumina is now at $133 per share. It's down $32 per share since I sold it. Why did I sell Illumina? The same reason I sold Jazz. I was backing out of the leading group from last year. I felt that it was overdone. And as I looked at the individual stock, I felt that the stock was overvalued. The PEG ratio had gotten way out of hand. Even as I look at it today, the PE is still at 76, even after it's dropped 50 points from its high. But I also saw a chart that was not getting healthier. It was getting sicker. You have to be able to recognize when charts are getting sick. Otherwise, you know what people do? I talked about this a few shows back. They make excuses. I'm in this for the long term. No. This is a good fundamental stock. They're a leader. They're going to come back. No. You cannot talk yourself out of selling a bad chart. Period. I sold Dexcom. I sold Dexcom for a 123% gain back on March the 10th. That was at $44 per share. Today, Dexcom is at $36 per share. It's down another $8 or 20% since my sell. And it's still in a downtrend. Why did I sell my Dexcom? Because I was backing out as fast as I could of my big winners in the biotech sector, taking big profits, getting out of a sector that led the market last year. Because I had been saying all along, at some point in time, I said, it ain't over till it's over, but at some point it's going to be over. And I was recognizing the fact that it was coming to an end. I sold Insight, INCI, at $53.33 several weeks ago. I made a scant 13.5% profit on that one. Well, I'm glad I sold it at 53 because now it's 48. And it's still in a downtrend. And you can try to convince yourself all you want that the leaders will resume leadership. That Tiger Woods will be, he's not even in the field this year, right? They will be at the leadership. They'll regain their leadership because they're the go-go stocks. They represent the new revolution in the stock market. Just like the dot-coms did in 2000, right? Well, I'm not saying that the bashing is going to be that bad, but the bashing has been to the tune of about 30 to 35% so far in these leading sectors in the market. I sold INSY, another biotech, at $63.53. This time I took a small 4.4% loss. I was profitable in it at one time, sure. But when the chart started to turn over on one of the great biotechs out there, I ran for the exit door. That was at $63.53. You know where NC is now? Actually, I sold NC at, $43.53. I'm sorry. It's at $37.40. It's down another $6. TripAdvisor. I mean, this is one of the great internet stocks of our day, along with Yelp, Facebook, Twitter. One of the leading sectors from last year, right? Social media. It's a new generation. It's the X generation. Tell that to the stock chart. When fundamentals look good and everything, you think in your mind that social media, you know what trumps it all? Sentiment and the stock chart. When sentiment turns and the stock chart turns, you better get out of the way. You can stand on that railroad track and hold up your sign, fundamentals, as long as you want. I'll make a little cartoon of this. Guy on a standing in front of a freight train with the sign saying the fundamentals are sound. Next thing you see is the freight train passing over him and him laying flat on the tracks, on his back, still holding his sign, the fundamentals are sound. And the train caboose guy holds up a sign says, but the sentiment sucks. Sentiment will override fundamentals. It wins that battle every time. I sold TripAdvisor at $89.64. It's now $82, down another $7. I locked in a 4.8% loss on Trip. You know what? If you don't have a sell discipline and if you can't admit when the sentiment has changed, you're going to get bowled over by that freight train every single time. Now, where is the sentiment improving? That coming up next. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, the app has been battle-tested once again here. And I think it's come through with flying colors. I wish it wasn't such a turbulent and rapid rotation, because I did get caught in the very end of that rotation. What started out to be a very orderly rotation out of high PE and into low PE, and out of the U.S. and into the foreign markets, all of a sudden was put into spin mode, like I said, like I've said several times, by two people. One being Henry Waxman, Congressman, California, who's put the biotechs into a total spin mode. Yes, they were looking for an excuse to sell off anyways, but when you start waving the socialism stick at the drug makers that spend billions and billions and millions or whatever of developing drugs and taking all the risk and then wanting to have price controls on top of that, it just doesn't work in this system. You got to let competition. Now I see there's three companies that have a cure for hepatitis C. There we go. That'll bring down the price, you see. Now there's three people, and everybody's going to undercut the other guy and let the markets work. That's my opinion anyways. Biotechs are down about 30%. We'll count the score in this week's newsletter. And then, of course, Ms. Yellen's 6 months comments, which she's tried to take back now several times. But she changed the market overnight. Overnight. I didn't think that the market would react as swiftly as it did to her comments, but it did. High PE, that gushing sound you heard, was money flowing, gushing out of high PE stocks to low PE stocks. Money, water moving downhill to the course of least resistance. The course of least resistance is from high PE to low PE. And where is low PE found? Told you several times. Energy. The energy stocks, look at how they held up yesterday while the market was getting blasted. They have low PE ratios. Look at how the international stocks held up during the bashings that the market took. Now, you can continue to ride what worked last year. It ain't working this year, and it ain't going to work this year. It's a totally different year in the market. Let's take a look at the indexes now. This becomes a key indicator. This becomes a key study to look at daily in the app. Index rankings. There's indexes all over the world. Peru has an index. Chile has an index. Vietnam has an index. The Gulf states have their own little index. Eastern Europe, including the Ukraine, has its index. Russia has its index. I track 64 indexes on a daily basis. The U.S. dominated, just absolutely dominated, just like those years that Tiger Woods dominated the majors. Well, the U.S. no longer is dominating the indexes. In fact, out of 66 indexes, the U.S. is at number 34. How important is that information to know? There's a whole world out there. There's a lot of stocks outside of the Silicon Valley, you know. In fact, the leading index in the world right now is Australia, a place where my father spent a little time in World War II. He talked to me about pulling in their submarine and Perth, Australia, and going ashore, and then going back out into the sea to fight again. Ugh, glad I wasn't there. Number two ranked index in the world. Emerging market small cap stocks. Hello. Last year it was U.S. small cap stocks. Just take away the U.S. and add emerging markets in front of that. How important is this information for your 401k? For your any type of investing, to know that there's a whole world out there. I, in my 20 years in the business, there's been years where the emerging markets were on fire and the international markets were on fire. And I know how to invest in these international and emerging markets. In fact, we have a lot more tools in our toolkit today than we had 15 years ago. And I'm employing them right now. When you look at the newsletter this weekend, you're going to see stuff from all over the world. Not just the Silicon Valley. In fact, I doubt that you'll see anything from the Silicon Valley in my portfolios right now. The number three index in the world, the Philippines? You're kidding me. Number four, the Mideast and Africa? What? Number five, Brazil. Number six, Latin America? The beleaguered index that was underwater last year, the one that I told you to avoid for 2.5 years, and now all of a sudden it's blossoming like a rose again? Singapore? Hong Kong? South Korea? The Asia 50? Malaysia? Mexico? India? Where in the heck is the United States? Europe? Taiwan? Chile? Peru? Canada? Italy? Germany? Oh, there it is! The S&P 500, number 34 in the world right now. What's last? Japan. Japan has done just about everything a country can do wrong as it relates to their economy. There you go. How important is this information? Asset allocators, maintaining their asset allocation. I suppose, yeah, it gives you a smoother ride over time, but I believe in going where the money goes. And last year, the money was in the United States of America. Why? Because we had the stimulus. We had the juice. There's an old saying at the horse race track. Wherever the hot barn is, they've probably got the juice. They're the ones that have figured out the concoction that makes the horses run faster. And when one barn heats up, you say they must have the juice. Well, America had the juice. It was the printing press. The juice is fed by green ink, whatever color money is these days. And as long as that green ink was flowing and Bernanke was printing, the U.S. was the place to be invested. Well, the green ink has dried up. The stimulus is being cut back. We're being taken off of our addiction to stimulus here in the United States of America. And those high P.E. ratios all of a sudden don't look as appetizing to investors from all over the world. And instead of buying a S&P 500 that's trading at 20 times earnings, they're looking at Italy. They're looking at Germany. They're looking at Singapore. They're looking at Australia, where you heard Nick Vardy earlier in the week say, hey, those P.E. ratios on those markets are 10, 12. In fact, that might show up in my newsletter this weekend. P.E. ratios of markets around the world. I'll bet the U.S. is nowhere near the top as it relates to the lowest P.E.s in the world. Money's chasing low P.E.s. Now, we need to really get this low P.E. thing kicking in gear. It hasn't happened yet, but I'll tell you what, on the days when the market's getting blasted here in the U.S., these foreign markets are holding up just fine. These energy sectors are holding up just fine. It's going to happen. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where so far we have talked about several things here on this day, several very important subjects, the subject of investing. You know, one thing you have to accept in the market as an investor, there's going to be fluctuations in the market. If you look at a long-term chart of the market, it's a lot higher today than it was 70 years ago. A lot higher. But along the way, there's been plenty of 20, 30, 40, 50% sell-offs. It's like a saw pointing up. There's ups and there's downs. There's fluctuations in the market. And obviously, I try to keep those fluctuations to a minimum. I'm not going to write something down 30, 40, 50% into the ground. But I can't control. I can't sell right at the top and get back in right at the bottom, there's going to be fluctuations. My aggressive growth account, after being up almost 40% last year, is down about 10% so far this year. And I wish I could have spotted that fluctuation earlier, but I feel pretty good about what I did last year and how I've spotted the new wave coming along this year. By contrast, if you're more in the middle of the road, conservative growth investing and income investing, you're not going to see the 10% fluctuations or even 15% fluctuations. But if you're going to be an aggressive investor, there's no way of getting around those. But you do move when the market moves. And I think that's what separates me from most managers out there. They put you in stuff, and I don't know how well they monitor it on a daily basis. And I don't know if they move when the market moves, or they put you into that asset allocation, which over the long haul, 4-6% a year, you're going to have a lot of winners, you're going to have a lot of losers, but it kind of all averages out. But when you're riding that wave of the leading stocks in the market, and when the leaders move, you move with them, you know, you're going to have some fluctuation. It's not always going to be just nice and smooth and orderly. Just like a landing in an airplane. We landed in our airplane yesterday. It was nice and smooth. But we've had other times where the wings are going like this, and my stomach's going like this, and it hits the ground and everybody cheers. Well, that's kind of been this recent rotation in the market. It's been very swift and very vicious. And I've had some clients that want a piece of my hide. What are you doing over there? Don't you know how to manage? Don't you know how to fly an airplane? Well, sir, there's turbulence. There's headwinds. There's sidewinds. I landed you safely. You'll be okay. We've still got a long time ahead of us. We've got to reposition here. The market's completely changed. No longer it is a market where the U.S. is the leadership, biotech, small caps, social media stocks, internet stocks. No, it's completely upside down. And yeah, there was a little bit of turbulence in there for a while. It looks to me like the turbulence may be settling down a little bit here. And the new leaders, it's hard for these new leaders to really get any traction while the old leaders are still turbulent. But once those old leaders kind of settle down finally and the selling is abated and the selling is finally exhausted, I don't believe the old leaders are going to return to leadership once again. Instead, I believe then that the new leaders, energy stocks, industrials like Caterpillar, and mostly foreign stocks are going to lead the market. And they can go up very, very, very quickly. And that's where I'm positioned right now. And I just have to wait and be patient while some of the turbulence and the high momentum stuff is still out there. And I don't know how much longer. Not too much, I wouldn't think. The NASDAQ's down almost around 4,000, which I thought it would go to. Could go a little lower, 3,900, somewhere in there. And then we can start making some constructive movement in the market once again. I don't believe that the five-year, at least at this point as I sit here today, now as I go through the newsletter this weekend, we'll go through all the statistics, but I do that on a daily basis. As of now, I don't see this as the end of the five-year-old bull market. I believe it's still intact, but it has moved viciously, turbulently, to a completely new area of the market that we've got to exploit now for as long as we possibly can. And yes, there will come a time when the bull comes to an end. And then we start looking at inverse funds and things that do well during bear markets. Then we go in a completely different direction. But right now we're positioning ourselves. We're taking advantage of low PEs, markets that have been left behind, and markets that are starting to heat up. And boy, do I hope they really heat up here, and I believe they will, because they've been lagging and they've been left behind, and there's a lot of potential there, and there's a lot of low PE and a lot of value, dripping with value, a lot of these things, okay? Now, one other area I want to talk about, I talked about a little bit on my show yesterday. I have a new feature in my newsletter, which I'm going to start breaking up the newsletter into four different newsletters, or three at least. One's going to be growth, stocks, One's going to be all mutual fund and ETF oriented for you 401k investors. And one's going to be some fun trading. I said that I started a trading account back on March 31st, deposited $25,000 into it, and I'm reporting on every buy and sell I'm going to make right now publicly on Twitter. But eventually that's not going to be public knowledge. We're having fun with this account so far. One stock that's starting to take off here that I purchased now twice. Out of the $25,000, I'm buying $1,000 positions. On margin, that means I can buy up to 50 stocks. I can hold up to 50 stocks at any given time. I can short stocks. I currently have the biotech 2-to-1 inverse fund, BIS, in that portfolio. And I can buy stocks that I just can't buy in my regular accounts because they trade too thinly. There's not enough volume and they're too small. But over the years, I've seen so many of these stocks just take off, and I've kicked myself. Got bruises up all up and down my calf muscles, kicking myself for not buying some of these stocks that have shown up on my app. I go, gosh, darn it. It's a $4 stock, and look at that chart. That's one of the prettiest charts I've seen. And so finally, I created a vehicle. I said, you know what I'm going to do? Start this little trading account. And anybody who wants to play along is welcome to play along. No guarantees here. One stock that I currently own, Abraxas Petroleum. Boy, I remember Santana had an album. Remember albums? They were those black things that we put on turntables and dropped the needle on and scratched it all up. He had an album named Abraxas, if I'm not mistaken. Abraxas is headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, where if you don't play well for the Padres, you get sent down to the AAA team in San Antonio. If I was the manager of the Padres, I would constantly keep the temperature in San Antonio in the dugout here in San Diego by the harbor, by the bay. And when it's like 75 and lovely down here by the harbor and a guy's not hitting, when he sits down on the bench, I'd point to the San Antonio temperature gauge. Hey Andre, it's 112 in San Antonio today. We can put you on a bus if you don't start hitting, which is about the entire team. Abraxas, I like San Antonio, but I don't imagine it's a great place to play baseball during the daytime. Sure, they got some great Tex-Mex food down there. Got a great basketball team. Talk about a team that well-managed, the San Antonio Spurs. Unbelievable. Small budget. They're there every single year. It's management. There's also a little company called Abraxas Petroleum. I don't know if Carlos Santana is an investor in it. There's a baseball player named Carlos Santana, too. I believe he's on Cleveland. Not the guitar player. Abraxas is engaged in the exploration and production of oil and gas, primarily in the United States and Canada. Well, that's a pretty good thing to be involved in right now, in this market of low P.E. ratios. It's currently trading at a forward P.E. ratio of just 10.67. Warning, this is a micro cap, $420 million in market capitalization. It's not a penny stock. It's $4.68. They've been around for years. $400 million is not, way down the line. It's okay. Stock's up 100% over the last 12 months. Valuation looks good to me. Forward PE of 10. And lastly, the chart looks phenomenal right now. This is one of the stocks that I own in my little fund. I personally have a whopping $1,000 position. Actually, I know I doubled down. I have a $2,000 position. And I'm up about 22% so far. AXAS. I just wanted to throw out and have a little fun. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Woo!
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right tree.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What a long, strange trip it's been here in 2014, a totally different year from last year, which was easy and people got spoiled and they expected, nice returns all the time and never have a drawback or a pullback or a correction in the market. People get spoiled awfully quickly. I find out who my complainers are is when we go through a 10 or 15% correction in the market. And then the whiners come forward. But you know what? Hey, I'm used to that in the market. It's part and parcel of the business. But if you look at over the long haul, how well the market's done. Over the last 5 years, we've come from 666 to over 1,800. And I've kept folks fully invested that entire time. And then people come along, they've been with me for 2 or 3 months, and they got in right during this all this volatility, right? Gunderson doesn't know what he's doing. Now, this represents less than 3% of my overall clientele. But you know how it is in the business world. You usually have a few people that are the whiners out of a massive number of clients that you have. So it's just the nature of the beast. I try to handle the whiner. I try to educate him as best I can. There's going to be more corrections in the future. And eventually this bull market's going to come to an end. The difference between me and other guys is I'm here every single day watching this stuff and I take action to try to ease the pain as much as I can. But sometimes, I just recently had a root canal. And even though the dentist tried to ease the pain as much as he could, that root still had to come out. And there were several times when I threw up my hands. Okay, I can't take it anymore. He says, look, if the pain gets too great, raise your right hand. Well, I was raising my right hand and my left hand. How do you like that, dentist? You didn't tell me it was going to be this painful. But you know what? Once I got through it, boy, that tooth feels a lot better. I can eat chips and salsa again and not worry about that tingle. Goes up through your brain, clear down to your feet when you hit that thing just wrong. Now I need another one. I think I'll put it off until this correction's over at least. It's hard enough to go through the pain in the market, but when the pain's over with, you're better off in the long run, and then guess what? We start the constructive upwards movement in the markets again, at least for now. This has been going on now for 5 years, and we've had several bouts of pain. Usually during bouts of pain, the real weak knees, they leave. They go off and try something else. Either they're going to manage their account on their own, or there's somebody out there that they know whose crystal ball is clearer than mine, or somebody that will get them out right at the top. It's a continual search for that guy or gal that will get them out right at the top and get them back in right at the bottom with absolutely no pain. Well, okay, good luck. That's an eternal search. When you find that person, would you send me an email or drop me a postcard? Let me know. I'll send him my money. He can manage my money too. But there's going to be painful times in the market from time to time. And I'm talking 10 to 15%, okay? You got to be willing to put up with it. That means if you got $500,000 in the market, you have to be prepared to see that thing drop by $75,000. And while that sounds like a lot of money, you can whine about it and say, I've lost that money. you know what? Look at the market over the long haul. After bouts of pain, it rebounds and it hits another high again. And all your 75 is back and you're above where you were. It just takes time. It is just part and parcel of the market. Now, here's my advice. If you can't take the pain in the market, you don't belong in the market. Hang on to that sore tooth. Avoid tortilla chips and salsa and anything else crunchy. I would especially avoid peanut brittle. That would be my advice. If you're afraid of the dentist and don't like pain and don't want to have that root canal, then don't eat peanut brittle. Stick to liquid diets, okay? There's going to be pain in the market, and there's going to be peanut brittle in the market from time to time, and it's going to be hard. The question is how do you deal with it? Do you keep doing the same thing? Do you ride it right into the ground? I don't, as a money manager. When the things are going good, man, I ride it for all it's worth like I did last year. I'm going to be focused in those areas that are working, and I'm going to try to get out before the pain starts. And I did pretty doggone good. I went through several stocks that I sold at or near the top. And those stocks have been pummeled since I got out. They continue to drop. Okay? But there's going to be a little bit of pain involved. And now we're totally repositioned for the next wave that comes along. And that temporary drop in your portfolio, I would hope, will start working its way back again. And I think once this turbulence in the Momo stuff is over and the high PE stuff is over, I think the low PE stuff's going to really start blossoming. And I think the high PE stuff's going to be dead. We got to get rid of that selling. We got to get rid of that scare, that nervousness that's going through the market. And I think you're going to see these international emerging markets, energy markets blossom like a rose. I really do. I think that's the next phase of this market over the next year, maybe even 2 years. So it's up to you. If you can't handle the pain, then don't get in the stock market because there's going to be pain from time to time. But if you can handle the pain, it's a pretty good ride. This ride from 666 on up to 1800 has been pretty good, even though we've bit down on some peanut brittle a few times along the way. That's my lesson on life today in the stock market. That's just the way it is. Now, hey, we're having some fun with the newsletter. You're going to see total makeovers in all of the accounts. I go where the money goes. If you want to see where I think the money is going, look at my latest newsletter, which will come out again this weekend. You can look at last weekend's newsletter. And we're having fun with this personal trading account that I started with $25,000. And we're buying $1,000 positions in some real fun stuff. It's not for the faint of heart. It's a high-risk type investing. But we try to minimize the losses on the downside. And we're trying to bag some big, big winners. The PC app is out. Looks to me like it's working fine. BestStocksNowApp.com. Or you can download it on your iPhone, your Android device, and you can use it on your Kindle now because you can get BestStocksNowApp.com on the internet. I'm 855-611-BEST. I'm also PWStreet.com to sign up for that newsletter. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a good day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.